Last night, a lot of fun out at Hawks Memorial Stadium as Boise State Summer Softball Classic and Home Run Derby took place. And with us, the winner of the Home Run Derby, Rocky Mountain High School graduate, former San Diego Padre minor leaguer, Mason Smith. Mason, thanks for visiting with us today.
How are you doing?
We're doing good. Not as good as you. I expected you to be pretty good in the Home Run Derby, but not as good as I saw. You had 17 home runs on 20 swings. How'd you do it?
I don't know. I just, before the game, took a few swings and stuff, and with the wind blowing in and stuff, I was like, man, I'm going to have to go oppo if I want to get a lot out. And had a great pitcher, Joe, and we just kind of got in a groove, and I was somehow very comfortable, and it was just really relaxed, and I was having a lot of fun, and just had a really good outcome.
You mentioned Joe. It's Joe Provenzano, one of the linebackers on the team. Did you guys work together? I mean, did you tell him, like, where your sweet spot was, where you wanted to pitch?
Oh, yeah. I already told him, because Layton didn't want him to pitch to him, and I was like, he's got to pitch to me. And before he went out there, I was like, hey, just try to throw it just right down the middle, maybe a little bit outside, and I'm just going to try to hit it out to center and right center, and if I pull it, hopefully I can get it out.
So you had a strategy there. Now, we know about your baseball background, but when's the last time you were actually out there playing baseball or softball?
The last time I played a baseball game was probably last July.
Wow. So that's a pretty long time. So how long did it take you to get back into your rhythm?
That was probably the first time I've swung a, well, besides the practice we had prior to that. I mean, I haven't swung a bat in a long time. I just kind of, the last thing I was doing in baseball, I was like, I'm just going to do this and hopefully it works out.
Last night in the game, the defense prevailed by the score of 5-3. Some nice hitting, some good defense, and then some questionable plays, as you generally expect in the game. Seems like some of your teammates don't know the baseball rules too well, trying to get a force on a tag play, and the infield fly rule looked like it was a little bit confusing.
Yeah, it was very fun and entertaining last night just to see all the guys out there playing and having fun and stuff, and it was just funny after the game how a lot of the guys were like, man, I give you guys a lot more respect because it's a lot harder than it looks out there and stuff, and it's definitely a skill, not as so much as athleticism like football is. It's baseball and softball is definitely a skill, and it was awesome to see them out there. Definitely, it was awesome and also pretty funny, but it was good.
Mason Smith joining us, Boise State. I guess MVP, although it wasn't officially named, right? So we'll call you MVP of yesterday's softball events. How competitive was it out there, and who looked like they were having the most fun on your team?
It's very, very competitive for us out there. I mean, even at practice and our player ramp practices and stuff and all of our little competitions, it's very competitive, and I think that's what brings the team closer together is wanting to beat each other but also have the respect for each other. And it was definitely very competitive out there. And then Layton was our team captain. He was very into it, very trying to, like, coach us all and trying to have a game plan with all of us. So he was definitely probably the most on our team that was into it and jumping around and getting us going and stuff. So it was a good time overall.
You're listening to Idaho Sports Talk. Bob and Chris here on Sports Radio 93.1 FM, 1350 AM, The Ticket. We're talking with Mason Smith, who is a Rocky Mountain High School grad, played in the Padre organization for the last 4 years, now will be a freshman on the Boise State football team. Chris and I were talking a little earlier in the show, transitioning from sports. Joe Martorano went the other way. He went from playing football to now going to baseball. You were going the other way, from baseball to football. We were talking about which one do you think would be easier, which one, you know, what would be the biggest challenges? Give us your thoughts on going from one sport to another.
I think physically going from baseball to football is way harder than going from football to baseball, just because the conditioning and the amount of workouts and the intensity of everything compared from college football to professional baseball is black and white. I mean, there's no way impossible I could have physically prepared to for my first week or 2 weeks there to prepare to get in shape for all the conditioning and running and weightlifting and stuff. So I think physically definitely going from baseball to football would be more challenging. But I think from getting comfortable in the groove from going from college football to professional baseball, definitely mentally and kind of get comfortable and get your skills really tuned and stuff to play baseball would definitely be harder going from football to baseball.
Now, Mason, my opinion on this answer, I think it would be easier to go from baseball to football because of the fact that I've been a part of minor league baseball travel, and it's a lot more of a difficult travel situation, riding those buses and getting everybody on there in the middle of the night. It's kind of nice at Boise State compared to minor league baseball where you get those charters sometimes and stuff like that. So maybe that is a tiebreaker.
Oh, yeah. I think it's both in just different ways. But I think physically, the physical adjustment from baseball to football is a lot harder, but I think probably mentally and going from small little town to McDonald's to 14-hour bus rides, that definitely takes over the luxurious, you know, nice stuff we got down there at Boise State.
So, Mason, why did you decide? You played 4 years of minor league ball. Why did you decide, you know what, I want to go back. I want to go to college. Maybe that was part of it too. But why do you decide, you know what, I'd like to come and walk on and play college football?
Well, I was just sitting down with, like, my family and my wife and my dad and stuff, and I was just talking and stuff. And baseball was obviously done then, and I was like, you know what? If I'm going to go back to school, I might as well see if there's any interest in me playing football and stuff. And I was kind of back in December, January and stuff, and then they were like, well, if you're going to do it, you might as well try to get in the best type of football shape you can and stuff. And so I just did it kind of not really thinking too much about it. And then one day when I was driving to work, they're like, I got a phone call and I was like, hey, Coach Harson wants you down there and he wants to meet with you. And I thought we were just going to meet and stuff and just talk. And, you know, maybe a week from there I'd hear something, but no, we met and talked and he's like, all right, you're ready to go. And the next day I was rocking and rolling. And so it was really fast for all of us, but I'm just grateful for the opportunity and very excited for the season and just this opportunity.
Mason Smith, member of the Boise State defense, joining us here at Idaho Sports Talk on Sports Radio The Ticket. I was looking at your baseball numbers, and not a lot of them necessarily jump out the page, but some of the fun in minor league baseball especially is some of the stories that come along the way. Is there a year, is there a city that you remember when you look back on this, the most fond stand out over some of the others?
Definitely, there's a few of them, but playing in Fort Wayne, Indiana is probably as close as it gets as the feeling to be like a big leaguer. I mean, they have without a doubt the nicest minor league ballpark field facility in the whole entire minor league system, and they pack out pretty much 8,000 to 20,000 a game and stuff. So that was, I mean, and we're pretty much the king of the city and stuff. And so that was a really fun experience to play there in Fort Wayne with how big the Tin Caps were in the city and how part of we were the city and stuff. But I think fun-wise, going to Vancouver, Canada, was also very, very fun and good experience just to go up there and play. And, I mean, even on day games, they would pack out, and it's crazy up there.
How's Fort Wayne's broadcaster?
He's good. He's good. Everything of Fort Wayne is good. I mean, they're top-notch everything, as good as it gets in minor league baseball.
Yeah, John Nolan, a buddy of mine, is a broadcaster there, so.
So what are you looking forward to most about playing football, that is?
I think just getting an opportunity to be a part of one of the best programs in the whole country and being on a winning team and just to go out there and, you know, at 21, 22, I thought, you know, my days of competing and playing sports were over and just blessed and grateful to be able to put on some pads and go out there and continue to be an athlete for a little bit longer before it's time to join the real world.
Before the start of the season comes up on September 2nd, where do you think you want to take your greatest strides as a player?
You know, at this point, I really can't really answer that. You know, we're just doing a lot of conditioning and stuff like that, and I'm just trying to work as hard as I can, and wherever Coach Harson or any of them feel me best fit to help benefit the team to win and stuff like that, that's just what I'm trying to do and play my part, and then don't really care where I am or what position I'm playing. It's whatever best fit they see for me and the team, and hopefully the best situation for us to win.
Mason, thanks for your time. Congratulations on winning the Home Run Derby and to the defense winning the game last night.
Thank you.
Best of luck on your transition to being a football player.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys taking your time and having me on here. It was a good time and good talking to you.